With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. State agencies are wrapping up cleanup operations on a western Montana mine that caused high mercury concentrations in fish in nearby bodies of water. The Montana Standard reports that the State Department of Environmental Quality has been working to clean up the Black Pine mine area since 2015, and officials with participating agencies say they expect to have the operations completed by this fall. The department began an investigation in 2010 and found elevated levels of toxic metals at the historic mine site located 12 miles northwest of Phillipsburg. The State Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Department conducted a fish study in 2014 on a creek and reservoir, and officials say they discovered mercury levels 22 times higher than expected. That led to an advisory that recommended limited consumption of fish from those bodies of water. The Black Pine Mine is one of five sites in Montana that was owned and operated by American Smelting and Refining Company until their bankruptcy filing in August 2005. A repository on the site is holding 400,000 cubic yards of contaminated tailings and waste rock. The coach for the combined Plains Hot Springs wrestling team has died in a head-on crash in northwestern Montana. Plains Superintendent Tom Chisholm tells the Daily Interlake that 34-year-old Kenny Margerison died Wednesday. He was also the technology coordinator at the school. The Montana Highway Patrol says Margerison was driving northbound on U.S. Highway 93 near Arlee at about 4:30 p.m. when his vehicle drifted into the path of an oncoming pickup truck. Another Democrat has declared her candidacy for Montana's seat in the U.S. House. Eric Whitney reports.
My name is Kathleen Williams. I'm pleased and honored to formally announce my candidacy for the U.S. Congress.
Kathleen Williams made the announcement at a restaurant in Bozeman Thursday. She represented Bozeman and eastern Gallatin County in the Montana House for three terms, from 2011 through the 2015 legislative session. She has a bachelor's degree in economics, a master's in recreation resources, and has worked for the U.S. Forest Service, Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, and as an environmental policy researcher for the Montana legislature. Williams is now the fifth Democrat to vie for her party's nomination to defeat Republican Representative Greg Gianforte.
Between the values, the experience, and the breadth of my work and accomplishments, I'm just incredibly competitive against Gianforte in November. So I'm hoping that those who are voting on the Democratic ballot really do think ahead to November.
The other Democratic candidates are former state legislators Linda Bork Moss and Tom Woods, former Five Valleys Land Trust Director Grant Keir, and Billings attorney John Heenan. In Bozeman, I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.
A new state report says 2017 was likely the most expensive fire season in Montana history. That report by state legislative analysts says the state spent $74 million on fire suppression. The next closest year was 2012, when the state spent less than $60 million. The analysts say this year's costs mean that Montana is in line to overspend its two-year firefighting budget by more than $50 million. In order to pay for this year's work and have enough cash in the bank for the next fire season, the LFD report says lawmakers can take three potential actions. Lawmakers could increase their financial appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources and Conservation or to military affairs, or the legislature could choose to refill the drained accounts by transferring money from other government accounts or by raising taxes for new revenue. Any of these solutions would require a special legislative session. U.S. officials have reached a tentative deal with wildlife advocates trying to stop the use of predator-killing poison traps known as cyanide bombs that injured an Idaho teenager and killed his dog in Pocatello last March. Government attorneys filed notice in federal court in Montana today, saying they'd reached an agreement with wildlife advocates who sued over the devices. They asked that the case be put on hold 60 days pending final approval. Terms were not disclosed. The traps at issue spray cyanide into the mouths of animals. They're meant to protect livestock, but sometimes kill pets and injure people. They drew increased scrutiny after the Associated Press reported that the injuries to the boy in Idaho came months after a decision to halt use of the devices in the state. Democratic senators are harshly criticizing a National Park Service plan to impose steep increases in entrance fees at 17 of its most popular parks, including Glacier National Park, the Grand Canyon, Yosemite, Yellowstone, and Zion. The senators say the plan would exclude many Americans from enjoying national parks and call the proposed fee levels, quote, arbitrary and unjustifiable, end quote. Under a plan announced this week, visitors to many national parks would be charged $70 per vehicle during the peak summer season, up from $25 or $30 per vehicle now. Officials say the higher fees are needed to address a backlog of maintenance and infrastructure projects. Washington Senator Maria Cantwell and other Democrats say the proposal is especially egregious because the Trump administration is recommending severe budget cuts for the Park Service. I'm Bo Baker, Montana Public Radio.